Believer, you have joy in the Holy Ghost. So now, how do we exert God's authority? Now, I'm not speaking about, I think next week, what we'll do is we'll go into exerting the kingdom of God over spiritual realities. But you see, here on earth, between men, we have authority in the sense that when men revile us, when evil things happen to us, we react from God's spirit. When we experience things like denials of favors, whether in jobs or relationships or whatever it is, all because of Christ and the ministry, probably someone refuses to allow you work, that is someone trying to fight the kingdom. And then how we exert it is by the Holy Spirit. We are actually in reign when we react by the Spirit of God. All right? Not in the carnal way of the, not in the carnal way. Not in that high, lofty way that they look at you like Superman. Oh, this, that, those. Oh, there's no. They look at you and they see God's kingdom. God's kingdom is how we love one another, how we serve one another, how we pray for one another, how we pray for unbelievers to get saved, even though they are killing us and persecuting us. That is God's kingdom. God wants you to exert his kingdom when people do you evil or do you good. You just do good always. So someone, a pastor was saying something, I quote him, he said, some of you have stopped being good because of how bad you have been treated in the past. But don't stop being good. Continue to be yourself. Be good. That is who you are. You are a good person. You have the kingdom of God in you. Jesus said, the Bible speaks of Jesus, it says he was reviled and he did not revile back. He was insulted, he was persecuted, but he didn't do anything back. That's the Spirit of God. That's the kingdom of God. Unbelievers, they only do good to people who are good. But believers, we do good whether we receive good from people or not. And that is the kingdom of God. We'll continue from this where we've stopped today or tonight in our next meeting. Establishing the kingdom of God. And we're going to look into that scripture about the kingdom suffereth violence. Another scripture that has been misinterpreted and misapplied and all that. So we look at that scripture as well. What does that scripture really mean? The kingdom of God. Then from here we go into prayers and answered prayers and receiving from God. That is also establishing the realities of the new man in Christ. Guys, it's always a joy for me to teach you God's word. If you have a question, you may ask the question right now in the next few minutes or 1 minute. Just give you anyone that has a question. Sorry about that. I have a question, you may ask now. Praise God.